If you're feeling a bit down and just a touch confused on occasion, that's okay. You just need more Gruber. That's the prescription. More Gruber. That's what I tell people. Listen, coming Monday, you need to know this. Coming Monday, we have a brand new website coming in honor of Veterans Day, and a couple of big things are going to happen that day. We have an incredible exclusive interview coming Monday with one of the survivors from the USS Indianapolis. The USS Indianapolis, made famous by the movie Jaws, of course. It is a ship that delivered the atomic bomb to Tinian. It was a top secret mission. On its return voyage, a Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into the hull. The boat went down in 12 minutes. About 1,100 men went into the water. But they were there for days because, well, nobody was looking for them. 1,100 men went into the water. 316 came out. Sharks took the rest. June the 29th, 1945. We'll have an interview with a veteran from that ship on the program here on Monday. One of the last remaining survivors of that incredible, harrowing journey. So don't miss that for Veterans Day. You'll find out how important it is to be a veteran and what it means to be an American, a real American, not somebody who is triggered. Now, and that's all part of the brand new SteveGruber.com, a brand new website launching on Veterans Day as well. We'll talk more about that. All right, back to making the Democrat Party more liberal, more white, and a bit older. We want the field of candidates to be just a little bit older. We want to skew that demographic older again. So we've got Michael Bloomberg coming in the race, apparently, filing paperwork today to be in the Alabama primary. The reason that's important is today is the deadline to have your name on the ballot for the Alabama primary. And we're going to talk more about Alabama with Jeff Sessions coming up as well. But here's more with CNN talking about Bloomberg, because they're acting like, I mean, it's the flavor of the week. You see, here's what's happened. Elizabeth Warren brought out her $52 trillion government takeover of healthcare that will cost you nothing, of course. Unless you're a bazillionaire and a big company, it'll cost you nothing and you'll all save money. But taxes go up, but you'll save money. Her $52 trillion plan, which is what has been described, and I agree with, the longest political suicide note ever written in American history. So she's done. Her numbers are tanking. Joe Biden's back on top. Nobody believes he can win. He's not even sure he's in the race or what state he's in right now. So here's CNN fawning over Bloomberg and what it would mean to get him into the race and everything else and what it would mean with him in the race. 77-year-old former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, apparently the answer. Here's Bite 4 with the CNN panel. Go.
It looks like Michael Bloomberg, who has not formally announced or anything along those lines, but he's seriously considering running. I suspect he's one of those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when you look at from Trump's point of view, Trump world's point of view, they would look at someone like Michael Bloomberg as a potential threat because of what he brings to the table on the business front. As we know, Donald Trump has prided himself on what he views as his business acumen, his business success, being a wealthy man. Well, that's something that Michael Bloomberg clearly brings to the table. And I think that could be viewed by the president and his allies as a real threat.
I mean, the argument for, to Pam's point, the argument for the bumper sticker for Michael Bloomberg is Donald Trump, but richer, more successful and less offensive. I mean, that's the Bloomberg argument. Like, I'm richer than this guy. I've been more successful than this guy. And I have 12 years as the mayor of New York City to demonstrate that from a policy perspective, I can get things done.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example of why Michael Bloomberg will stand no chance. First of all, Bloomberg would help Trump because he would knock out Joe Biden from the front runner status. He would damage Joe Biden because he'd be looked at as a moderate. He would force the rest of the Democrats to spend tons of money just to keep up with him, starving them for cash if they ever made it to the general election. But he is far too anti-gun and probably the Democrat Party a bit too anti-Semitic to vote for a man like Bloomberg, who's Jewish, of course. But here's the thing. I want you to hear another contestant for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. The dumbest thing I've heard all week. Here's Michael Bloomberg talking about guns, something he clearly knows absolutely nothing about. Bite number five with Michael Bloomberg on guns. Bite five. Go.
Well, if it can fire a lot of bullets very quickly, that's a good definite, good place to start, okay?
And hunters would say...
And then you can argue what a lot is. Okay, let's pick it. Let's say three. If you haven't hit the deer with three shots, you're a pretty lousy shot. That deer deserves to get away. Let's get serious here.
But that would ban most pistols.
No, but pistols are different. You have to pull the trigger each time. An assault weapon, you basically hold it, goes...
No, those are fully automatic weapons.
Okay.
So fully automatic weapons...
If you have a big magazine... You'll solve your problem. You still have to pull a trigger. But if it's 30 bullets or 20 bullets or 10 bullets before you run out, I would suggest the deer is, God wants that deer to live.
But according to gun owners, what you've just described would ban most guns that hunters use today.
If that's what they're using, for God's sakes, why don't they use dynamite?
It's shocking, isn't it? He has no idea, and he knows nothing about guns. Less than nothing. Oh, and by the way, newsflash, the folks that got together and wrote the United States Constitution, including the Second Amendment, they weren't coming home from a deer hunting trip. They were coming home from a revolution. They were coming home from beating the most powerful army on earth, and they didn't beat them to death with deer antlers. They shot them and killed them at Concord. And Lexington, and a host of other places. The Second Amendment is not there for deer hunters. And Michael Bloomberg clearly knows nothing about guns, their use, their function, or any other damn thing. And so again, Michael Bloomberg, welcome to the race. We need another insightful individual just like you to further outline what's wrong with the Democrat candidates for president 2020. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.